Hey, you. One second, honey. I'm on the phone. I was just thinking about you. Are you on your way? Oh, good. Yeah, I can't wait to see you either. Listen, I'm sorry to do this, but I just have a quick favor to ask you. So, you know about my roommate's little problem? He's actually out of diapers, and I was thinking since you said you'd have to pick up some condoms for tonight, you could buy him some. He would be so grateful. And I'll reimburse you, of course. That's not too much to ask. Oh, you're so sweet. You're a lifesaver. I'll make it up to you. Yeah, it's pull-ups, actually. Yeah, like the training pants. Stop. Stop it. You're being mean. No, it's seriously a problem, okay? And he's not a toddler. They sell a model for bigger kids, too. I think they're called Good Nights. Pick up the largest size. And make sure it's the boys' model. It's in a blue pack. No, I don't think you're stupid. I just want to make sure you have all the information. They're for a boy, so pick the boy model. No, don't say that in front of him. He's sensitive about that, okay? Okay. Thanks again. I'll see you soon, Eric. Oh, yeah. I will owe you one. Bye now. See, it wasn't that hard. Now you're gonna have big boy pull-ups like you've always wanted. What? Don't look at me like that. It's not like you would have had the guts to buy them by yourself. Oh, is it because I said you were my roommate? Well, aren't you? We do live together. Look. Sometimes it's easier for me to say that. It makes it less complicated than explaining the whole situation. What? Would you prefer if I said I'm fucking around because your baby-sized dick can't please me anymore? Or because you've regressed into a bedwetting, peeing pants sissy that I literally have to keep in diapers? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But it's been very hard on me, and I think we're at a point where we should just be honest with each other. Okay? I didn't mean what I said. I don't think you're a sissy. You're my cuddle bunny, and I love you. I wouldn't want to live with anyone else. But again, it's not your fault. You started wetting yourself, and I'm the one who bought you the pink pull-ups. But you'll get blue ones now, too. You should be happy. In exchange, though, you're gonna do one thing for me. When Eric comes home with the package, you're gonna be the one greeting him. Oh, yes, Crinkle Butt. You'll open the door for him and say hi. Thank him for buying your diapers. And only then will you be allowed to take them to your room. I don't want to hear any complaints. You've wanted new diapers, and this is what you have to do to get them. I'm sick of watching you sneak around to avoid him. You'll act like a grown-up, shake his hand, introduce yourself. Yep. It might be awkward at first, but not as awkward if you don't do what you're told. You heard me right. If you don't greet him, I will have him spank you for not being polite, and he will be the one to change you before bed. And it won't be into your big boy pull-ups. He'll see those girly butterflies over your red butt. So, are you gonna behave? I can call him back right now and ask him to pick up actual diapers so he can tape you in one. I mean, if you're gonna be a baby about this. No? You're gonna be a big boy and answer the door for him. That's what I wanted to hear.